want you guys to know as you prepare for your first communion that we've all been praying for you and we're very excited for you. This is a big day. And I want to start off with a question for you guys to think about. What is the greatest gift that Jesus Christ ever gave to the church? Think about that for a second. What do you think is the greatest gift Jesus ever gave to the church? And I'll give you a hint. It might have something to do with what you're doing today. Any guesses? Yeah. Yeah, the Eucharist, exactly. That's the greatest gift Jesus ever gave to the church. He could have given the church anything he wanted. He could have given us like infinite amounts of candy. You know, you could have come into church and there'd be massive piles of Swedish fish and Skittles and Snicker bars. Whatever you want. He could have done that for us. That probably would have given us a tummy ache, but he could have done that for us. He could have given us huge amounts of wealth, all the money we wanted. He could have given that to us because he's God. He can do anything, right? He could have given us something better than Netflix, better entertainment, better movies. You know, we could just sit there and watch movies as much as we wanted. But he didn't give that to us. The greatest gift that he gave was himself, the Eucharist. He loves each one of you and each one of us so much that he descends all the way down from heaven to be with us in the Eucharist. That's the gift he gave us, the greatest friend we could ever have or imagine. And that's a very powerful and a very beautiful thing. And so as you prepare for your first communion, I want you to remember two things. The first is how amazing it is that the bread and wine at Mass changes into the body and blood of Jesus Christ. That's a miracle before our very eyes. And secondly, the love behind that. Jesus does that because he loves each one of us so much. And so every time you walk into church, every time you come to Mass, I want you to remember that. Because a lot of people don't really believe in the Eucharist, in part because they don't recognize that how much God loves us and in his generosity. They don't believe that he would actually do that. But he does. And so I want you to remember that each time you come into church, because it should be something that we look forward to each Sunday when we come into church or any time we're able to stop into church, that we're coming in the presence of someone who loves us more than we can possibly imagine. So any time that you're feeling lonely, what better place to come than right here to church and to see Jesus Christ and recognize how much he loves us? If you're ever feeling discouraged or feel overwhelmed, what a better place to come than right here at church and to ask Jesus to strengthen us. If things are going really well and we're really happy, what better place to come than right here at church and give thanks to God for the good things that we have. And so I encourage you each time you come into church to remember those two things. How amazing it is that Jesus Christ changes bread and wine into his body, blood, soul, and divinity. And how much he loves us that he would actually do that. We celebrate Trinity Sunday today. I'm not sure if I've ever had a First Communion on Trinity Sunday. Usually they're during the Easter season. But I think it's a great day to have First Communion. Because when we think about the Trinity, it reveals something very important to us about God. And that is that God is not just an isolated being off by himself. He wasn't alone for all eternity. That God is actually like a family, three persons. And every time we make the sign of the cross, we say their names, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That's who we pray to. That God is a family. And not just any family, he's the perfect family. Because our families all have struggles. You know, how many of you can say that you've never once ever gotten mad with any of your brothers or sisters? Or how many of you... we do have one hand. The golden child. And how many of you can say that your parents and family members have never once had an argument? Everything's just been perfect. The reality is our families are a little flawed. You know, we try, but we're not perfect. We're far from perfect. But the Trinity is perfect. You know, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ is the Son, never once was resentful to his Father, and he's like, I'm not going to do that. Absolutely not. He never said that. He knows that the Father loves him dearly, and he does whatever the Father asks of him with complete and total trust and obedience. And the Father loves the Son so dearly that he wants only what's good. And the Holy Spirit is the love that flows between the Father and the Son. And so the Trinity is the perfect family of love. And what's even more incredible is that Jesus wants us, he wants to draw us into his family. And when we receive the Eucharist, we get a foretaste of heaven. Because we experience the love that Jesus has for us. And he's trying to draw us into the love of the Trinity. And so he's giving us a little taste of heaven. What is it that's so incredible about heaven? It's the Trinity. It's a family of perfect love. And he wants to give us a taste of that in the Eucharist. And so it's a great blessing and a great privilege for us to be able to receive the Eucharist. And I'll tell you right now, people would be a lot happier if they came to Mass every Sunday like Jesus told them to. And the world would be a much better place if people came to church each Sunday like our Lord tells us to. And more people would ultimately go to heaven if we all came to church on Sunday. It's a beautiful thing to be able to come to church on Sunday. And so I encourage you, as you prepare for your first communion, to think about two things. One, how amazing it is that Jesus gives the greatest gift he could possibly give us, himself. The bread and wine will become the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus. And second, to think about how much Jesus loves you, that he would do that for you, that he's waiting for us in the tabernacle, and he's waiting for you as you prepare to receive your first communion.